They thought I was lost. They thought I was done. Didn't know I was just getting started, homie. This ain't about religion. This is redemption. This ain't about a Sunday service. This is warfare. Ain't riding for the world no more. I'm an outlaw for Christ.
You feel it too, right? The chaos, the fraud, the manipulation, the slow creep of control. They're not just mistakes. They are moves on a spiritual chessboard, and the devil's playing for keeps. What's up, family? Welcome back to Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I'm your host, as always, Preacher Joe. Today, we are going straight into the lion's den. We are talking about the fraud, the abuse, and the control that's being exposed right now, and how it is not just corruption, it is preparation. We are talking digital control, FedNow, biometric IDs, central bank digital currencies, social credit systems. But deeper than that, we are talking souls. Souls, deception, and the coming fulfillment of prophecy. We are about to crack open the word, connect the dots, and ignite something in the hearts of men who are not here to blend in, but to stand out as warriors of the Most High. So let me break this down for you a little bit. I'm going to break it down raw and real. What we are talking about, this fraud, this abuse, this control, is not just corruption. It is preparation. The system is being groomed, it's being conditioned, and prepped to roll out something far more sinister. We are watching the infrastructure being built right now for the kind of global deception and control that the Bible warned us about over 2,000 years ago. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 to 17 states, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." I want you to think about it for a minute. Doesn't that sound like everything that we are seeing with digital currencies, biometric IDs, and universal basic income? That is not cleaning the house, folks. That is tightening the leash. One day it's going to be, take this mark or you're going to starve. Take this mark or you're not eat. Take this mark or you will die. Before we dive in any deeper, if this message speaks to you, I need you to do me a favor. I want you to share it. I want you to like it. I want you to subscribe and drop a comment. Do you believe that we are already seeing the early stages of the beast system? And do not forget to check out Warrior Spirit Warehouse on my TikTok shop. Good to go? Links down in the description. And I'll tell you what, folks, this is not just apparel. It is armor for the battle-ready believer. Good to go? Built for the called, worn by the chosen. So, and while you're at it, I want you to do me a favor and grab yourself a copy of my book, Man of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ, available now in Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Links are down in the description. Good to go? So, let's go ahead and get back into the Word. In Matthew 24:24, it states, "For there shall arise false Christ and false prophet, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." See, even the elect, even the ones who thought that they were ready. If your eyes are not open, if your heart is not grounded in the truth, and if your faith is not fortified, you are a target. Let me break this down even further. India already has biometric IDs tied to food rationing. China's locking people down with social credit scores. America, we are rolling out FedNow, laying the rails for centralized digital control. They are going to wrap it up all nice and neat with a nice pre-bow on it. It's going to say safety, convenience, equity. But behind that curtain is a noose, a spiritual trap. This is a war for souls, folks, and I hope that you're freaking ready. Because way too many men are asleep at the wheel. They're distracted. They're sedated. They're chasing comfort instead of guarding their homes. They're watching TikTok more than they are watching the gate. You want to know what I tell a man that's on the edge right now? Reach down, grab hold, and man up. We are not called to be comfortable. We are called to be watchmen on the wall. Ezekiel 33 states, "The watchman who sees danger and stays silent has blood on his hands. But the one who sounds the alarm, he has done his duty." This episode right here, this is a trumpet blast, folks. And when it feels heavy, I want to tell you what I do. I run to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." See, that verse right there is my anchor. It keeps me anchored in Christ. See, it kept me standing when the weight should have crushed me. If you are scared to step forward, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to be like Nachshon Ben Aminadab from the Old Testament. Now, this man is only mentioned twice in the Bible, but his bold faith changed everything. When Moses led the people to the Red Sea, everyone panicked. They were trapped, the sea on one side and Pharaoh's army on the other side. But Nachshon? Oh, not Nachshon. He wasn't panicked. Hell no. He stepped into that water before it even parted. Got in chest deep before God even moved. Now that is bold faith, gentlemen. Sometimes God waits until your boots hit the water. So stop waiting. Step forward. Take that step of faith. I got you six, bro. We ride together. We fight together. We rise together. Let's go ahead and break down these signs that I was talking about. Number one, global deception and apostasy. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Let me tell you what, man. I'm going to tell you something real. That falling away, we're not waiting on it. We're not waiting on it. No, we're living in it. Churches today are flooded with weak-ass preachers too scared to preach the truth. They are more worried about butts in the seats and tithes in the plate than they are about saving souls from hell. They preach positive vibes, self-help sermons, and sugar-coated garbage that pats sin on the back instead of calling it out. They don't want to offend the crowd, but they're offending the Holy God. Whatever happened to the fire and brimstone preachers, man? The ones who preached repentance. The ones who shouted salvation. The ones who thundered from the pulpit. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." Or Jesus Christ our Lord. Most churches in America have gone lukewarm. They're not preparing an army. They're building an audience. They are entertaining goats instead of feeding sheep. Revelation 3:16 states, "So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." We are not called to be comfortable, folks. We are called to be righteous, even when righteousness offends. Because truth is not always nice, okay? But it is always necessary. This apostasy is not subtle. It is an open rebellion dressed in designer suits with worship concerts and fog machines. But the Holy Ghost, he don't need a light show. He needs truth. And if you are one of the few still preaching it, do not stop. You are a voice crying out in the wilderness, in the wilderness of compromise. Number 2, rise of the global system. Revelation 13:7-8 states, "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." See, governments and elites are uniting under globalism. Not for peace, but for power. It is not about unity. It is about control. One world government. One world currency. One world religion. A system where allegiance to Christ will make you an enemy of the state. They will accept every belief system as long as you deny the real Jesus. They will tolerate every lifestyle except holy living. They will embrace every ideology except biblical truth. The beast system is not coming, folks. It's already being assembled right now as we speak. Piece by piece. Policy by policy. Crisis by crisis. It's not just politics, it's prophecy, folks. Moving on, we'll go to number 3, the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 to 17 states, "And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." See, we are watching the change form right now, folks, and the world is lining up for it. Digital money, biometric IDs, chips under the skin, the economy, it is becoming a trap, folks, and the web is already spun. Cash is being phased out. Physical IDs are being replaced by facial recognition and iris scans. Banks, they're testing programmable currencies already. Money that can be turned off if you don't comply. They say it's about convenience, but what it's really about is compliant. We are already seeing systems that track your purchases, track your location, your social behavior, and even your opinions. They're not hiding it anymore, folks. Vaccine passports were just a trial run, folks. Digital IDs are becoming standard. Chips are already being implanted for access and payment. This is not a prophecy waiting to happen, folks. This is a prophecy being fulfilled. Digit by digit, scan by scan, line by line. And if you don't see it yet, you better start looking with spiritual eyes, because the system is nearly built, and soon it'll demand total allegiance. Number 4, wars and rumors of wars. Matthew 24, verses 6 to 8 states, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." Jesus said it would happen, and now we're watching it unfold like clockwork. Russia, Ukraine, Russia and Ukraine locked in a bloody war with global consequences. China rattling sabers over Taiwan. Iran and Israel on the edge of all-out conflict. America caught in the middle of division, civil unrest, and weakening global power. Throw in terrorism, cyber warfare, and political instability, and you've got a world teetering on the edge of collapse. But these are not random conflicts, folks. They are prophetic tremors before the final quake. The world is prying for a false peace, and when people are desperate enough, they'll accept anyone who offers it. Enter the Antichrist. He will not show up with horns and a pitchfork. No, he won't. He will come as a diplomatic savior, a charismatic leader, offering unity, order, and hope. And the world will fall for it, folks. Hook, line, and sinker, and soul. Number five, increase in knowledge. Daniel 12:4, it states, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words as your, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Even the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." See, we are living in the very days that Daniel prophesied about. Knowledge is exploding faster than humanity can handle. Artificial intelligence is rewriting what it means to think. Quantum computing is breaking the boundaries of time, logic, and reality. Global surveillance systems are watching every move, every purchase, every conversation. Algorithms know what you want before you even know what you want. And governments are using that power to control the narrative. It sounds like progress, right? But what we're really seeing is a setup for control. More knowledge, less wisdom. More access, less discernment. More noise, less truth. See, we've got a generation with Google in their hand, but no gospel in their heart. We've traded books for bandwidth, scripture for scrolls, revelation for reels. And here's the danger. This increase in knowledge is not leading people to truth. It's leading them to self-defecation. They believe they don't need God because they got ChatGPT, they got deepfakes, they got smart homes and endless entertainment. They think they're enlightened, but they're being led blindfolded into the dark. Have you ever noticed how the more connected you get, the more spiritually disconnected the world becomes? This tech revolution is not neutral. It's a battleground. AI is writing sermons. Virtual churches are replacing the real fellowship. And digital prophets are more popular than biblical ones. It is not just innovation, folks. It's infiltration. And don't get me wrong. Technology can be a tool. But in the wrong hands, it becomes a weapon of mass destruction. And that's the goal of the enemy, folks. To confuse you. To distract you and deceive you. Because the more people trust in machines, the less they trust in the Messiah. Romans chapter 1 verse 22 states, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." And that's exactly what is happening, folks. So what do? We use discernment. We stay rooted in, we stay rooted in the Word. Not in the cloud. We do not fear knowledge, but we filter it through the Holy Spirit. Because at the end of the day, no amount of data can replace divine revelation. Number 6, the spirit of the Antichrist active. 1 John chapter 4 verse 3 states, "And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world." Make no sense, folks. The spirit of Antichrist is not coming. It's already here. And it is loud and it is bold. And it has no shame. You see it in the entertainment industry where blasphemy sells and perversion is glamorized. You see it in our schools where they teach gender confusion, moral relativism, and erase God from history. You see it in politics where evil is legislated and righteousness is labeled as hate speech. You even see it in churches. Yes, I said it. You even see it in churches where Jesus is reduced to a motivational speaker and repentance is replaced with self-empowerment fluff. This culture mocks God without hesitation. It celebrates sin and calls it love. It cancels truth and calls it hate. It rewrites the gospel to fit a broken world. Instead of preaching the truth that heals it, they twist love into tolerance. They call compromise progress, and they say that we are the problem. But let me tell you something, folks. The spirit of the Antichrist is not waiting for the Antichrist. Ain't waiting for the Antichrist to show up. It already conditioning the minds and souls of the masses, normalizing evil, silencing truth, and training a generation to kneel to the beast without even realizing it. And if you speak up, you're labeled toxic, you're intolerant, you're dangerous. But here is the deal. We are not here to blend in. We are here to call it out. We were never meant to be light in this world. We were meant to wage war against the darkness. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11 states, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness." weaknesses, but rather reprove them. That means expose it, confront it, and stand against it. So no, we don't bow to this counterfeit culture. We don't negotiate with hell. We sure as heaven don't stay silent while the spirit of Antichrist lays the foundation for global deception. We rise, we roar, and we resist. Not with hate, but with holy fire and righteous indignation. Not with compromise, but with conviction. Because we know the real Jesus Christ is coming. And he's not coming as a lamb this time. Oh, no, he's not. He is coming as a lion. Now, number seven, gospel. The gospel still preached, right? Matthew 24:14 states, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Despite the chaos, despite the deception, folks, despite the rising darkness, the gospel is still going forth. It cannot be silenced. It cannot be canceled. It cannot be caged. You will not hear it on mainstream media, but it is out there. It's in the voices of the street preachers who refuse to be muzzled. It's in the testimonies being shouted across TikTok, YouTube, podcast platforms. It is in the whispers of the underground churches in nations where following Jesus could cost you your life. It's in the hands of everyday warriors who have been redeemed and now carry the message with fire in their bones. This is the Great Commission in real time, and the enemy hates it. Because no matter how much the world tries to erase the truth, manipulate the narrative, or silence believers, the Word of God is alive and is still changing lives. But here's the problem. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Too many men are sitting in the pews where they should be out in the field. Too many voices are silent because they are scared of being judged, canceled, or uncomfortable. Too many warriors have hung up their armor because they got tired or they got distracted. Let me remind you, folks. God did not save you to sit still. He did not redeem you just so you could get cozy and get lazy. He rescued you so you could become a rescuer. If there was ever a time to stand up and preach, it is now. If there was ever a time to testify, to speak the truth, to plant the seeds of the gospel, it is today. Because this world does not need more influencers. It needs intercessors. It does not need more celebrities. It needs servants. It does not need any more passive Christians. It needs battle-ready believers who is not afraid to get blood on their boots and dirt under their nails. This gospel will be preached to the ends of the earth. But the real question is, will it come through your voice or will it pass you by while you scroll and spectate? Let it come through you, folks. You were born for this. Brother, this world ain't falling apart. It's falling into place. Brother, this world ain't falling apart. It's falling into place. God already told us what to expect. It is happening right now, folks. If you are lukewarm, you are in more danger than the ones who are cold. Now is the time for men of faith and fortitude to rise up. Not with fear, not with fluff, but with fire and boldness and the word of God. Let me get up in your grill for a minute, right? This for a second. But with love and fire. Good to go? If you are living like you got time to play with sin, if you are banking on mercy while abusing grace, if you are more concerned with being accepted by this world than being approved by God, you need to have a checkup from the neck up, because that stinking thinking is going to cost you your life. It's going to cost you everything. It's going to cost you eternity. Let's be real, folks. This is not the time to be soft. This ain't the time for to be comfortable. It's not the season to be comfortable. Christianity, to be a comfortable Christian. Let me say that again. Let's be real. This ain't the time to be soft. This ain't the season for comfortable Christianity. You cannot rebuke the demons that you have been sleeping with. You cannot walk in freedom when you're still playing patty cake with chains. Some of you are worried about missing out on the fun, but you're in danger of missing the rapture. You're scrolling through temptation and calling it entertainment. You're sitting in dead churches. Yes, I said it. In dead churches and calling it fellowship. You're ignoring conviction and calling it peace. Newsflash, brother. Jesus is not coming back for a casual crowd. He's coming back for a committed bride. And you cannot be battle ready with a lazy spirit and a lukewarm mindset. It is time to repent. It's time to reset. And it's time to reload. Get in the word. Get your mind right. Get your house in order. Kill the compromise before it kills your calling. Because while you're out here chasing blessings, the enemy is building a beast system to enslave your soul. You think this is just politics, just culture wars, just social shift? No, this is a spiritual war. This is the holy collision, and you're either suited up or you're sold out. You better check yourself before you wreck your soul, because the king is coming, and he ain't coming back to negotiate. Every day, we are watching the system tighten. But I'm telling you right now, folks, we do not bow, we do not run, we do not conform. We rise, we speak, and we fight. We fight with the fire of God in our bones and the word of God in our mouth. Do not bow to fear. The system is being set up, yes, but so is God's army. You were born for this. You were chosen. You are covered. So I want you to do me a favor and drop a comment. Speak your mind. Let me know if you're standing strong or you're needing backup. I got you six, folks. And if you haven't already, go grab your battle gear from Warrior Spirit Warehouse. Links down in the description. It's not just merch. It's a movement. And pick up my book, Men of Faith and Fortitude. You want a blueprint for masculine biblical leadership in a world that's gone soft? It's all in there, folks. You can get it at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Links in the description. Good go. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. Semper Fi and God bless. Oorah.
They thought I was lost. They thought I was done. Didn't know I was just getting started, homie. This ain't about religion. This is redemption. This ain't about a Sunday service. This is warfare. Ain't riding for the world no more. I'm an outlaw for Christ. Used to run these streets with a heart of stone. Whiskey in my veins, pistol tuck, riding alone. Thought I had power, thought I was free. Didn't realize I was chained to the beast. Took hits, took shots, lost too many homies.